she's all over this, the shenanigans in the hotel room for the Aussie cricketers. Good morning to you, Jacqueline Magno.
Good morning. How are you guys?
He's waking everybody up. He's batting away and he's shadow batting in his hotel room, Steve Smith.
I know. It was quite funny. He revealed that at 7 o'clock one morning, he was there practicing his batting and 10 doors away along the same corridor, Ricky Ponting heard him. So there were 9 other people that were either snoring away or were too polite to say anything to him. So, I mean, he is fastidious about his batting. We've known that. He's a perfectionist. And we saw that in his innings against Sri Lanka on Saturday at the Oval, where he just remonstrated with himself at various times when he felt that he just wasn't, you know, getting the ball in the position where he wanted it to go. So he's concentrating solely on performing with the bat. He said that losing the captaincy didn't really make any difference to the way he's approaching the game, but that he's just determined to produce some big scores when it's needed. He also said that he might have to up the tempo a bit and become a little bit more aggressive, even though he scored his 73 off, I think it was 50-something balls, so more than one a run a ball. But he kind of acknowledged in a backhanded way that some of the scoring early on had been Australia's been taking it quite comfortably early on, not really attacking.
Yeah.
And we saw that, of course, with David Warner appearing to be a little bit sluggish a couple of times, taking his time settling in.
Mm. Yeah, with Steve Smith, playing well at the moment, and Aaron Finch's captaincy, it's been rated the best of the tournament so far. It'd be hard to see Steve Smith getting that captaincy of the one-day team back.
Well, it's interesting that he was asked about whether he had aspirations to get the job back again. He said, look, I'm not thinking about that, basically ruled it out. But just the fact that someone's asking him whether that's a possibility, I think it's a little bit premature, maybe a bit extraordinary. But maybe I'm just out of touch with how people's feelings are about that. I would have thought that he's certainly done his dash for a considerable amount of time. And why are we being so conciliatory towards him and Dave Warner and poor Cameron Bancroft, hasn't seen the light of day? He seems to be very much the scapegoat at the moment that seems to be being the one heavily punished for what went on. But that's just a view from afar. I don't know in Australia what the thinking is there, whether we want Steve Smith to be back captain in Australia.
I've got no issue with him being back. He's got, as soon as that ban finishes, he's eligible to be captain. I've got no problem whatsoever. And Cam Bancroft isn't in their category because, he was a fringe player at best for our Aussie team, where these two guys are two of the best 5 batsmen in the entire planet.
Well, I certainly think with Steve Smith, with Dave Warner, I think he's really got to, he hasn't hit his straps yet.
No.
And we know what he's capable of. And sure. I think even Steve Waugh was mentioning in a column this week that, he hasn't taken the Ferrari out for a spin yet.
And he's got one too. So. Mm-hmm. Or it might be a Lamborghini. I'm not too sure.
Well, I tell you, he's got some money to buy a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. Is Ash Barty? She must be looking forward to Wimbledon.
Well, she's playing in Birmingham at the moment. She's going to play tonight. So that will be her first game back since her great French Open victory. I had a chat to her. I went up and saw her a couple of days ago. And she, interestingly, didn't mention Nick Kyrgios, didn't mention Bernard Tomic, but said her goal is about how she is perceived on court, about having, good behaviour and respect on the court. And that matters to her more than her results. And even winning. And she said that is what her goal and what drives her and is her main motivating force at the moment. So in a very backhanded way, had a real shot at her male compatriots there because she was the one who raised that as an issue. No one else did. So she's obviously very conscious of her reputation and her positioning of where she wants to be as a very proud Indigenous athlete as well. And she's very keen to stress that and to be encouraging young Indigenous athletes. So how she fares, I don't know. She's prepared for a little bit of a letdown. She spoke about that she's not putting any expectations of herself, particularly here in Birmingham or at Eastbourne next week. Obviously, the big one for her is Wimbledon. She just wants to get the feel back for the grass. She's loving it. She's really having a great time. And she's looking very relaxed and so strong on the court at the moment. So, you know, we can all start watching. She's got a tough draw here. She plays Donna Vekic. And then if she gets through, she's got Venus Williams and Carolina Pliskova in her side of the draw. Right. But as she says, it's more about getting her touch back, getting her feel for the grass. That's what she's really looking for in the next week.
Yeah. These lead-ups to major championships, whether it be even the ones out here leading up to the Aussie Open, it's all about attitude. And some of them just want to get parts of their game right, and others want to keep on winning and get some prize money as well. Dare I ask, what's Nick Kyrgios up to?
Well, he rejected, well, he dismissed talk that he would partner Andy Murray in the doubles at Wimbledon, and that's hot off the presses from just a few hours ago. He was asked because he and Andy Murray, bizarrely, I find this quite extraordinary, are great mates, and they have been for many years. And when Nick Kyrgios is doing something dramatic, the first person to come to his defence will be Andy Murray. The two have been very, very close. Nick has spoken about how Andy Murray makes him laugh in the locker room, that they had a great laugh and a joke together. So just an interesting personality match up there. But he said he's not going to meet him on the court at Wimbledon. And, of course, we've got Andy Murray here playing alongside Feliciano Lopez in the doubles in his big comeback. He says he's pain-free. He says he's reinvigorated his love of tennis. And it's been a life-changing operation for him. And my spies that have been watching him train say the issue with the doubles is not so much Andy Murray's touch or form, it might be Lopez's touch and form. But if they don't progress, it's not going to be Andy Murray's fault. So, but, of course, on the sidelines, Judy Murray, remember how she made that tweet or that comment about Lopez, about how he was the Feliciano?
Yeah, I remember something like that, yeah.
Yes, yes. So her loyalties won't be divided here. You know, she can quite openly barrack for her son and her kind of, you know, paramour.
And just Nick quickly, Kyrgios, can I ask you, the Women's World Cup, has it captured the imagination of everybody over there in the UK and Europe?
Yes, it has. And that's because it's being shown free-to-air.
Of course, I saw that, yeah.
And the Matildas game, and what a game it was, against Brazil, millions were glued to it because it was primetime TV on BBC One. So everyone's tuning in to watch it. And there is a lot of interest, of course, in it. This country's football mad, so it doesn't matter who's playing it, they're going to watch it.
No, well, the Matildas are certainly a high-profile team in Australia, and they play tomorrow against Jamaica. So we wish them all the best. And we wish you all the best, Jack, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
We certainly will. There she is, Jacqueline McNay.